Mad Maxine Waters, I'll Get Pence, Too. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Tuesday, September 11, 2018. U.S. Representative Maxine Waters, the Democratic mouth from South Los Angeles County, has raised her own bet. Mad Maxine won't just see that President Trump is impeached, she's going to get Vice President Mike Pence impeached, too. That's the latest from the elected official who has been pushing nutty as a Snickers bar leftists to get rough and tough with the president's officials and supporters in public. Not to worry, though. Mad Maxine assures supporters that God is on our side. The latest, Get Pence, Waters delivered her latest threat to bring down the president, and now his vice president, in front of the Stonewall Young Democrats in Los Angeles on Saturday. The Stonewall Young Democrats, as one might guess, are not named after Stonewall Jackson. Rather, the group takes its name from the notorious Stonewall riots on June 28, 1969 in Greenwich Village in Manhattan. When hard-nosed cops raided a mob-run bar for homosexuals, Queen Power reared its bleached blonde head in revolt, as the New York Daily News reported in its legendary account, Homo Nest raided, Queen Bee's stinging mad. Waters assured the gathering of Stonewallers that she wouldn't stand by and let Trump and Pence, well, she didn't explain what they were doing to deserve impeachment, but they're going to be impeached nonetheless. Said Waters, I had a conversation here today, when someone asked, well, what about Pence? If you were able to impeach, Pence will be worse. And I said, look, one at a time, the lavender crowd hooted, hollered, and applauded. Waters continued the pointless rant, you knock one down, one at a time. You knock one down. And then we'll be ready for Pence. We'll get him too, more hoots, hollers, and applause. We cannot be intimidated, Waters continued. We cannot be made to fear anybody who would undermine our ability to have a decent quality of life. Most Democrats don't likely agree with Waters, most notably, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says impeachment is a stupid idea. Pelosi nixed the idea in April. I have said over and over again that I don't think we should be talking about impeachment, she said. I've been very clear right from the start, impeachment is a non-starter for legal and political reasons. Trump has not committed an impeachable offense, whatever Mad Maxine might think. And pushing an impeachment will likely harm Democrats in November's election. Even leftist Representative Jerry Nadler of New York, whom The Atlantic thinks would manage impeachment if Democrats win the House in November, doesn't like talking about it. Right now, I don't want to talk about it, Jerry Nadler told a curious, concerned constituent, the magazine reported. We don't want to talk about it, why? Answered Nadler, it doesn't serve the function of a Democratic House to talk about it, which is why Democrats want Waters to shut up about it, even if they won't say so. Call for harassment reiterated. Waters has become something of a nutter on the subject of impeachment, as a search of YouTube shows. But her anti-Trump rhetoric is downright irresponsible, and quite possibly dangerous. When the leftist owner of a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders to leave, Waters didn't denounce the action but instead piled on and called for more of the same. We're gonna win this battle. God is on our side. On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. You push back on them. Tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. Waters reiterated the threat at the Stonewall gathering, again, to the applause of the crowd. There are those who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet, and I said if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him, you're not welcome here or anywhere. Waters stressed that she does not advocate violence. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.